Welcome back to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein, your host for today, and Christine Southall has joined me from Shoreline Wild Salmon. Christine, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, and number one, first and foremost, I smell it in the air. You've brought delicious smelling salmon, so thank you for that.
I brought smoke jars.
Yeah. Oh, man. Smells so good. So tell me a little bit first before we start digging in.
Sure.
Tell me a little bit about Shoreline Wild Salmon. What? Tell me about that business. You're out in Pelican.
Sure.
Based
yeah.
In Pelican,
so we're
right?
based out of Pelican, Alaska. We've been around for just about 3 years, and we buy troll caught salmon and we market it. We've been marketing it mostly in Michigan and down south. But now we're starting to market it here in Juneau.
So you buy it there, and then you sort of direct market it to what sort of distributors in that are in those specific areas, or directly
Correct.
To retailers?
Yeah, we have
or?
Some retailers and some restaurants.
Right. So it's what are those people looking for out of your fish? I mean, what's your sort of selling point on your fish?
So we're troll caught salmon, so it's technically hook and line, and we're it's all ocean run. We're out in Pelican, so about 90 miles from here. So it's all pressure bled, ocean run, sustainable wild salmon.
Tell me about that, the pressure bleeding. That's a process that it is a little bit more intricate process
it
on
is.
Board.
Yeah. So when we land the fish, our fishermen land the fish, and then when they clean them, they have a little copper wire that goes in to the cavity, and it pushes all the blood out as quick as possible. So then when we put them on ice, there's no blood left in the salmon.
And is it replace it with a saline kind of solution or just pure fresh water? Or?
It's just salt water.
Just salt water. Yeah, yeah. So mm-hmm. Okay, right.
And then when the fish is held, there's no blood in it, so it doesn't get any of that toxic kind of taste.
Yeah, it just doesn't – and it doesn't kind of break down as soon.
Correct.
It just like – you know, really holds.
Right,
so
right.
Then, and then are you shipping out fresh salmon?
We're doing both. So during the summers, the season is July to September, we do ship fresh salmon out to Michigan or wherever, but we also then process it and vacuum seal it and freeze it and sell portions throughout the rest of the year.
Okay. And that's just – but raw, not – or do you also smoke some or do you –
We do smoke. We have these smoke jars.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just going to eat a piece
yeah,
right now while
it.
We're talking.
But
it's
most
amazing.
Of it – majority of it is just frozen.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, that is really good.
Thank you.
So you don't have to tell me any secrets, but what are you using for smoking and that kind of stuff? Using alderwood or?
Yeah, it is mostly alderwood. We get it decanned over at Alaska's Seafoods over on Industrial does our smoke jars for us.
Man, that's delicious.
And so this is coho. So we send him coho every season, and he makes jars for us.
When you send your stuff down to now full of salmon, so. Excuse me, listeners, but when you send it down to Michigan and the other markets down there, what type of fish are you sending? You send in mostly coho or you send in
– We're sending mostly coho and king, but because we buy the full load of a fisherman, we also have kita, pink, sockeye, and bycatch. We'll have like lingcod and rockfish.
Is part of that market kind of growing more than others right
it
now?
It is.
Yeah.
It is, yes. We just started doing direct mail orders down south. And a majority of it is king salmon.
King.
Yes.
So people are really –
People really want that good, sustainable, wild seafood.
Yeah, right.
That and, we have.
And are you – yeah, that we have.
we have it
right
here.
I mean, and thank God we do have it. And that comes from years and years and years of sustainably managing the fishery.
Definitely.
Right? Yeah, right. So that king salmon, are you sending that fresh or are you sending some of it frozen or –
A little bit of both.
Yeah, right.
We're able to send it fresh during the fishing season.
Sure.
But then once the fishing season's over – we get it cut and processed immediately and vacuum sealed into portions.
Do you guys price out white king differently than other king salmon or is it just
we
all
don't.
The same? You don't?
It's
okay.
all the same right now.
It's an interesting – that's kind of an interesting thing that I've seen change through the last couple of decades where white king
is.
Used to not kind of be a very marketable fish and now it is very
yes.
marketable. Yeah.
In the winters, I cook around town and definitely being in the restaurant world, white king is something that most people want.
Yeah.
But right now, no, it's pretty – it's the same.
Yeah. Speaking of cooking around town, you are going to be – you're doing a pop-up tomorrow.
I
is
am.
That right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So over at the Devil's Club Brewery downtown, we'll be doing a pop-up from 1 to 8, and we'll be selling our products. So we'll have a bunch of vacuum-sealed fish with us. We'll have jars with us, smoke jars with us, T-shirts, stickers, and then – Through the kitchen, we'll be selling salmon burgers. So
oh,
we'll
nice.
Be selling – you can come get a coho burger and a beer and then hang out with us and buy some fish and it'll just be a fun Saturday
afternoon.
That
sounds like a good day right there.
Mm-hmm.
Coho burgers, a couple of beers.
Right.
Sounds terrific. A couple of presents for family,
right,
stuff like
yeah,
that.
And we
right?
have we're going to bring all of our species. We'll have White King with us. But we'll have a bunch of other species, not just coho,
cool.
that we're ready to sell.
Well, online, this is part of Foodie Friday. So
yes.
online on our site, we have a recipe that we brought up. It's called Deb's Salmon Rolls.
Yes.
So who's
Deb? Deb's my boss out in Pelican.
Okay.
Deb Spencer and her husband, Keith Heller. I work for them out in Pelican. And these are salmon rolls that she's been making for years that fishermen love. And she taught me how to make it last season.
And so tell me what, if there's a secret to why they're so good. What's the
salmon.
It's the salmon. It's
yeah,
sure. Okay, that was easy.
Yeah.
It's really delicious fresh salmon.
Yeah, it's pretty much just fresh salmon, a bunch of shaved vegetables, and it's fried in an egg roll wrapper, so you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Right, right. If you got fresh fish, you deep fry it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Perfect.
So, yeah, we've got that really fun recipe online as well as some photos of you working down in
the Pelican.
The Pelican, yep,
yeah,
exactly.
So
right.
In Pelican, I run the dock and the ice chute in the summer.
Tell
so
me about what that what does that entail?
Right. So the dock. We'll start with the dock. All of our fish that we buy gets landed on our dock, and me and my team sort it by hand and grade it by species and quality, and decide what we want to buy, and then. We take care of that. And then the other side of it is the ice chute. For trolling, it's all belly ice mostly. Sometimes it's slush, so you have to get ice into the guy's holds. And so me and my boss, Keith, we can hold about 50 tons of ice at a time. And for 3.5 months, we're just there making ice, shooting ice, buying fish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the ice operation is on the dock as well?
It is.
Okay.
We have two big North Star ice makers that are in the – up in the dock.
And are you feeding out to the guys who are taking ice out to the fleet as well? Or
I'm
are you
doing both.
Both?
So
yeah.
we do give ice to some tenders mm-hmm. who will take it out to the fleet. But majority of it, the guys come straight to our dock. It's our ice house in Hoonah, and AGS has one. So it's kind of nice to have an ice house where you can get a tube into your hold out there on the grounds.
What's your busiest month or week? Or
July.
July.
Yeah. This season, September did really well. There was
coho
a second
run.
Nice run.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But definitely July, especially when the king salmon's open.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. A lot of activity out there.
Oh, yes.
How many boats a day?
It really varies. There's some days we'll have like 3 or 4, and then there were a few days out in July it was like 24, 25.
Wow. See, that's servicing a lot of boats. Yeah.
It is.
When you're looking at the fish, you said you guys are looking at the fish and sort of determining which ones you want to buy. What are you looking at? What are you looking for?
Well, the first step is we're mostly looking for pressure blood. So we want that blood to be out of there.
Are there guys out there? Are most of the people that are fishing now doing pressure bleed? Most are not?
No, most are not.
Okay.
We've been able to create a community of people and kind of teach them what we want in the product and – and then we're also just looking for general care, that they landed the fish and cleaned them right away, put them on ice right away. They didn't throw them around their boat. They're not a week old. They're only a few days old. And
so
it
just
allows us.
General freshness. You're just
Correct.
Looking for a fish that looks good.
Correct.
Fresh,
and there's been times where we get fish and I'm just like, no.
No.
Or yes.
There's yeah,
been
right.
some fun surprises. So.
That's cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And is there do you have an estimate for how much longer a fish is – kind of quote-unquote good with the pressure bleeding versus the kind of regular?
About 3 days.
It'll last about three more days. 3 extra days, yeah. So that's a lot in the
right.
life of a fresh fish.
Yes, especially when you're on a troller and you have to get somewhere to offload it.
Right.
It takes time
right.
and whatnot. So.
Yeah. What's the big holdup between the people that aren't quite doing that yet?
It's kind of an art form. You have to get good at it. If you do it too much, you can actually end up bruising the fish, and it's worse.
Like too much pressure or mm-hmm. too much? Yeah, I see.
And it's also just more time. So if you are willing to take the time to bleed them out and belly ice them, you'll get a better product.
And is that with all, or is that just kings, or is that
all
of them?
All of it. So
yeah.
all of the fish we have tomorrow and every day that we sell is all pressure bled, whether it's a pink or a
yeah.
king.
Well,
it's all treated the same.
The stuff I just tried, the next one I'm going to have – after I get off mic, because I almost couldn't talk, because my mouth is so full of salmon. But you said you work in town in the winters?
I do.
What's your sort of
my deal?
What's your year look like?
Yeah. So this is my third season with Shoreline Wild. I'm originally from Chicago. I grew up in Chicago, and just,
What got you attracted to coming out and working?
A friend of mine from college was this like biologist, and she's like, "I'm gonna go work on this fish tender in this cool place. It's 3 months. You should come do it." And I was just living at my parents' house and wanted a change. And I was like, 3 months is 3 months, and I'm about to do 4 years. So.
It wasn't just 3 months.
No, it wasn't. And so I've always wanted to be a chef. That's been a dream of mine. And so in the winters here, I cook around town. Mm-hmm. I used to cook at Salt, and now I'm over at the brewery.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah. Well, great to meet you. Have
same.
A great event tomorrow.
Thank
it's
you.
It's a great pop-up happening.
Yeah, we'll be there
is
tomorrow.
Is it 1 to 8? Is that
it's
what you said?
It's 1 to 8
okay.
over at Devil's Club Brewery downtown.
Yep.
And then we'll be at Public Market as well.
Okay, sounds great. Well, thanks so much, Christina. It was great to meet you. That's Shoreline Wild Salmon, and that's kind of doing things, kind of sort of leading that quality part of what's happening with the seafood in Southeast Alaska out
yes.
in Pelican.
Yes, out in Pelican.
Yeah, Christina.
Come check it out.
Thank you so much for coming
Thank
in.
You.
I really appreciate it.